companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila, the timeless message. And today on the timeless message, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding a student of Islamic knowledge. And as we journey through this topic, inshallah, we are going to realize and understand the exalted rank, the status of those who seek Islamic knowledge, as well as the benefits of knowledge, inshallah. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that man salla alayya mi'atan katab Allah bayna aynayhi bara'atan min an-nifaqi wa bara'atan min an-nari wa askanahu Allah yawm al-qiyamati ma'a ash-shuhada. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites salawat upon me 100 times shall have freedom from hypocrisy and the hellfire written between his eyes by Allah. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall station him with the martyrs. Allahu Akbar. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we are discussing the student of Islamic knowledge. And as I've mentioned before, we are going to be discussing the importance of seeking knowledge, the status of those who seek knowledge, and the obstacles that comes in the way of a student of an Islamic knowledge. But before that, let me narrate to you an incident, an amazing incident, that there was a student by the name of Yahya bin Yahya, rahimahullah. He was a student of a preeminent mufti of Medina. And who was that? That was Imam Malik bin Anas, rahimahullah. And he says the first day, Yahya bin Yahya, rahimahullah, he says that the first day he met Imam Malik bin Anas, rahimahullah, to study, the Imam asked his name before exclaiming, O Yahya, work hard to acquire sacred knowledge. And let me encourage you with a story. So now, Imam Malik, rahimahullah, is telling Yahya bin Yahya a story to encourage him. So he says that once a young man from Syria, about your age, the age of Yahya bin Yahya, rahimahullah, came to Medina to gain knowledge of Islam. And he used to study with us. Yet during his days as a student, he passed away. I never saw a funeral like his. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, is saying that he never saw a funeral like his. There was not a single scholar or student of knowledge in Medina who did not attend. His funeral salah was led by a top scholar named Imam Rabi'ah. And then Rabi'ah, Zayd bin Aslam, Yahya bin Sa'id, and Ibn Shihab, all prominent scholars of the time, they lowered the young man into his grave. 3 days after his passing, somebody saw him in a dream. And he was seen as a handsome young man, dressed in white clothes, wearing a green imama, riding a beautiful horse, and descending from the sky. The person who had this dream, he was amazed to see this. So he asked, oh young man, how did you reach such a high rank? This young man, he replied that, it is my Islamic knowledge that has brought me here. For every topic I learned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me a higher rank in paradise. Because of Islamic knowledge, I was continuously blessed with higher ranks. Though I was only a student, Allah ta'ala raised me to the level of a scholar out of His infinite mercy. Allah ta'ala then declared to the angels that raised the ranks of my beloved scholars, who are inheritors of my prophets. And surely I have made it my responsibility that all Islamic scholars and students of Islamic knowledge shall be placed at the same level. The young man, he continued explaining that I was a student of knowledge, which is why Allah Ta'ala gave me high ranks. And He raised me to a station two below the highest. Two stations below the highest. He says that the first and highest station belongs to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the other Prophet alaihi musallatu wasallam. The second station is where the companions alaihi muridwan and those who believed in the previous prophets reside. And the third is for Islamic scholars and students of sacred knowledge. Now he says that when he reached the level of the scholars, they gave him a grand welcome. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us glad tidings by announcing, O scholars, this is my paradise which I have granted to you. This is my pleasure and indeed I am pleased with you. I shall give you whatever you desire, whatever you intercede for, I shall accept your intercession. So the narrator of this incident is Ibn Battal rahimahullah, who concluded by saying, these virtues and blessings are only for those who seek sacred knowledge for the sake of Allah and act upon their knowledge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, look at the blessings the fortunate student received for leaving his home for the sake of sacred knowledge, studying sincerely, putting in hard work and being dedicated. I mean, seriously think about how blessed that young man was. He left his home for the sake of learning Islam, left his parents, parted from his parents and loved ones, traveled from Syria to Madinatul Munawwara, and while seeking knowledge of Islam, passed away. And what was his reward? The great scholars of that time attended his funeral. Renowned imams, they lowered him into the grave. And above all, Allah Ta'ala granted him high ranks in paradise and allowed him to reside at the station of scholars. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the opportunity to seek sacred knowledge as well. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Now in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yarfa'illahu alladhina amanu minkum walladhina utul 'ilma darajat. Allah will raise the ranks of those who believe among you and those who were granted knowledge. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he gives a beautiful commentary under this ayah. He says, scholars will be 700 ranks higher than ordinary believers. Between each two ranks is a distance of 500 years. Allah, can you imagine the vast blessings of seeking knowledge of deen? So dear viewers of Madani channel, Islamic knowledge, it bears deep significance, such that on the day of Qiyamah, scholars, they will be granted ranks far above ordinary people. And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he says, that knowledge is the foundation of success and the access of the religion. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sheikh Naqi Ali Khan, rahimahullah, he writes and he says that no excellence in this world or the hereafter can be attained without sacred knowledge. And even faith remains incomplete without it. And this is why scholars say, Al-ilmu babullahi al-aqrab. Knowledge is the closest door leading to Allah. And they say also, وَالْجَهْلُ أَعْظَمُ حِجَابٌ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ. The ignorance is the greatest barrier between you and Allah. And the Sheikh further says, that knowledge is life and ignorance is death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the passion for seeking Islamic knowledge. Don't we want to get close to Allah? Don't we want to get close to our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we get close to Allah? It is by seeking sacred knowledge. It is by seeking Islamic knowledge. Because al-ilmu babullahi al-aqrab. Knowledge is the closest door leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned so beautifully. He says that indeed you are in a time where scholars are many and storytellers are few. Givers are plentiful and beggars very rare. In this era, action is better than knowledge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that soon a time will come when scholars shall be few and storytellers many. Givers shall be very little and beggars plentiful. In that era, seeking knowledge shall be better than action. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Don't we see, dear views of Madani Channel? Aren't we in that time in which scholars are few, storytellers so many, givers we hardly find, but beggars a lot? Don't we find that this is the era? And in this era, it is essential, important for you and I to always seek Islamic knowledge till our last breath. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم وإن طالب العلم يستغفر له كل شيء حتى الحيتان في البحر. Seeking knowledge is compulsory on every Muslim and indeed every creature, even the fish in the ocean, supplicate, make dua for the forgiveness of the student of knowledge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the blessings of seeking Islamic knowledge. A student of these sciences spends his time studying, reading Islamic books, memorizing the Holy Quran and Ahadith. During this time, every creature in the world, even fish in the sea, they pray for his forgiveness or her forgiveness. And subhanallah, this is most definitely an immense blessing. Now, what should we be learning, the views of Madani Channel? The hadith we just heard says that seeking knowledge is compulsory for every Muslim. Do you know which type of knowledge this hadith refers to? And subhanallah, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, explained this so beautifully for you and I. He said that this hadith does not refer to the worldly education taught in schools and colleges, but it refers to the necessary knowledge of Islam. And he says that first and foremost, learning the basic beliefs of Islam is obligatory, right? Next, learning the essentials of Salah, including its obligations, conditions, and that would invalidate it. And during Ramadan, those for whom fasting is obligatory must learn the essential rules of fasting. Those who are obligated to give zakat must learn the necessary rules of zakat. If hajj becomes obligatory, learning the rules of hajj is a must. It is necessary. If someone intends to marry, learning the rules of nikah is required. A businessman must learn the rules of business. A buyer must learn the rules of purchasing. An employer and an employee must learn the rules of employment. So in short, every sane and mature Muslim, male or female, must learn the Islamic rulings related to the current situation. Similarly, you know, learning what is halal and haram is also compulsory. Learning about inner spiritual duties such as humility, sincerity, tawakkaltu ala Allah, trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also mandatory. And one should also learn about innocence, such as arrogance, showing off jealousy, suspicion, hatred and enmity, and how to cure them. Likewise, learning about harmful sins like breaking promises, lying, backbiting, slandering, looking at haram, cheating and hurting Muslims is also necessary for a person. Why? So that a person may know to avoid them. Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, you know, many have a strong desire to gain worldly knowledge. They work hard to secure their worldly future through various educational fields. Indeed, worldly knowledge has benefits and is not categorically forbidden to acquire. Yet, there are certain conditions that must be met. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah explains so beautifully that learning subjects that contain teachings of kufr is haram, disbelief, it is haram. Permissible fields of study, that those that do not go against Islamic beliefs and teachings may be studied for a lawful profession. And if studying these subjects prevents a person from learning necessary Islamic knowledge, then such education becomes haram. And additionally, one must ensure that their iman, their faith and morals are not negatively affected. And one must remain steadfast in Islamic beliefs and manners. So if these conditions are met, learning permissible worldly knowledge to earn a lawful livelihood is allowed. And in another place, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he writes so beautifully that everybody must learn Islamic rulings related to their condition. This is an individual obligation. Fard-e-ayn. It is an individual obligation. Until one acquires this knowledge, wasting time on subjects like geography and history is not allowed. And those who seek worldly knowledge must first learn necessary Islamic knowledge and only study subjects that do not contradict the Quran, the Hadith, or Islamic teachings. No, completely avoid subjects that contain anything against Islam. Maintain Islamic manners and appearance while studying worldly knowledge. And you know, by fulfilling these conditions, learning permissible worldly knowledge is allowed. So subhanAllah, the viewers of Madinah channel, we come to understand and realize that we want our marriage to be good, right? We want our business to be good. We want everything in our life to be good. So if you want your marriage to be good, and before you get married, you have to learn about nikah. You have to learn the responsibilities of being a husband, the responsibilities of being a wife. You have to learn about all of these. Then only you can better yourself. Otherwise, how is it that nowadays we find so many issues over petty issues, trivial issues? Couples fight, couples argue, and then they end up in divorce for petty issues. Yet imagine, on the other hand, had they learned about nikah, had they learned the severity of talaq, had they learned the roles of the husband, the roles of the wife, imagine what a beautiful relationship that would be. Because when one gets angry, the other will be like water. One is fire, one is water, and vice versa. There will always be one to maintain that balance. Both of them will maintain that balance. And they will look out for each other. Because they have learned how nikah should be. They have read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how he was with his wives, how his wives were with him. When a person reads through the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would know how to better their life. Likewise for business. No one wants a fall in their business, so everyone wants their business to be successful. How does it end up being successful? Not by hitting shortcuts and taking interest and, you know, cheating and measuring unjustly. No. But if a person does that, their business will definitely go down. Sooner or later, it's going to go down. And if they would see no barakah in that. But on the other hand, if a person learned the rules of business according to Sharia, such a person will be prosperous, would be successful. Why? Because there is barakah in that. There is blessings in that. The person is not cheating. The person is not deceiving people. He is honest and trustworthy in his trade. So all of this that has been mentioned in the views of Madani Channel, we should learn that which is necessary for us. Our salah, our wudu, as I've mentioned early on, all those things, it is fard, compulsory for you and I to learn. And worldly knowledge on the other hand, we have heard the conditions for it. You want to become a doctor, no problem. You want to become an engineer, no problem. Whatever you want to become in the field of circular education, become that. But at the same time, make sure that you have the fundamental teachings and knowledge of Islam. Don't ever neglect that. Make sure that you have that. And then go on to become what you want, inshallah. So, all of these views of Madani Channel, these were encouragement, motivation for you and I to seek Islamic knowledge and also to seek this worldly knowledge as well. But what was meant by that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that knowledge of Islam which becomes fard upon a person, like salah, rulings of nikah, rulings of trade, etc. All of these are fard for a person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said so beautifully, may yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid deen. And whomever Allah ta'ala wills good for, he grants them understanding of the religion. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Kathir bin Qais, rahimahullah, he narrates, he says that he was in a masjid of Damascus in the presence of Sayyidina Abu Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A man arrived and said, oh Abu Darda, I've heard you narrate a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have come from Medina to learn this. Sayyidina Abu Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked, have you come for business? The man said, no. So he further asked, do you have any other purpose here besides business? The man again, he said, no. Signaling his intent to only learn hadith. And upon this, Sayyidina Abu Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he began mentioning the virtues of those who seek secret knowledge. And he said that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whoever walks on a path to seek knowledge, Allah ta'ala makes easy for him the path to paradise. And indeed the angels, pleased with the seeker of knowledge, they spread their wings for him. All creatures in the heavens and the earth, even the fish in the sea, pray for his forgiveness. The superiority of a scholar over a worshipper is like the superiority of the full moon over the stars. And certainly, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. The prophets alayhi salatu wasalam do not leave behind wealth or money as inheritance. Instead, they leave behind knowledge. So he who acquires knowledge has taken a great share. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the excellence, the virtues of seeking Islamic knowledge, dear viewers of Madani Channel. I mean, reflect. Reflect on the high status of a student of religious knowledge. The path to paradise, to Jannah, is made easy for them. Angels spread their wings for them. All creatures of the heavens and the earth, including angels, trees, stones, birds, and fish in the sea, pray for their forgiveness. The greatest honor is that scholars are inheritors of the noble prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he has said that just as there is no rank higher than prophethood. There is no honor greater than the inheritance left by the prophets alayhim salatu wasalam, referring to knowledge of Islam. Subhanallah, the viewers of Madani channel, by now I'm sure this has really motivated us. This has really encouraged us to seek knowledge of deen. Never mind your age. Never mind you young. Never mind you middle age. Never mind you old. But always make every day a learning day. Don't let a day go past wherein you have not learned something. Always make every day a learning day. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And when you do that, use of Madani channel, knowledge is nur, knowledge is light. And you would see how your life brightens up. As for now, we do have a very beautiful Quran in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and listen to this Quran in order to rejuvenate our hearts, mind, bodies and soul in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much more regarding this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulullah, karam kijiye. Ya Habibullah, karam kijiye. Teri jab ke did hogi, jab hi me.
مٹانا ہے مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے کبا کا اے مدینہ در پہ میری حاضری ہوگی کبا کا اے خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی Me تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے، تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی، تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے، تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی،
میرے آقا
شاہ قدموں میں آنے کا، ہمیں بھی اذن مل جائے شاہ قدموں میں آنے کا، نہ جانے کب مدینے میں ہماری حاضری ہوگی، نہ جانے کب مدینے میں ہماری حاضری ہوگی،
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میری قسمت جلا جاؤ، عنایت یہ
کر غم کے مارو تم، پکارو یا رسول اللہ، تڑپ کر غم کے مارو تم، پکارو یا رسول اللہ، تمہاری ہر مصیبت دے کھنا دم میں ٹلی ہوگی، تمہاری ہر مصیبت دے کھنا دم میں ٹلی ہوگی،
میرے آقا
چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے، اگر وہ چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے، غموں کی شام بھی صبح بہارا بن گئی ہوگی، غموں کی شام بھی صبح بہارا بن گئی ہوگی،
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میری قسمت جلا جاؤ، عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی،
مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا، مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا، مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا، مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا، اجل جس وقت سر پر گیا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی، اجل جس وقت سر پر گیا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی،
میرے آقا میری قسمت جدا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے کرم کیجیے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ very beautiful کلام in the praises of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم may Allah سبحانہ وتعالی grant us all the complete love for his beloved حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the student of Islamic knowledge and thus far we have mentioned the great virtues and excellence of a person seeking Islamic knowledge. And just before going to this, to listen to this beautiful kalam, we have mentioned a quote of Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, in which he said that just as there is no rank higher than prophethood, there is no honor greater than the inheritance left by the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is knowledge of Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, in Tirmidhi Sharif, there is a hadith in which Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates how both a devout worshipper and a scholar were mentioned in the presence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And upon this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِي عَلَى أَدَنَاكُمْ that the superiority of a scholar over a worshipper is like my superiority over the lowest among you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just reflect for a moment. How grand is the status of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His excellence is beyond measure. He is the crown and leader of the noble prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allah Ta'ala granted him the most exalted rank and status in all of creation. And this noble messenger, our master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is declaring that the excellence of a scholar of Islam over a devout worshipper is just like his own superiority over the lowest ranked member of his ummah. Now, we must reflect. Who is the lowest ranked member of the ummah? And how superior is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared to him? Allahu Akbar. Now, it cannot be determined with absolute certainty, but Islamic scholars have made an estimate. And they explain, they say, the lowest ranked member of this ummah is the one in whose heart the light of Iman exists, yet whose life is spent in sin. This is the lowest level. Above this is the rank of a righteous believer, a pious Muslim. Above this is the rank of a martyr. Above the martyr is the rank of a Muslim with taqwa. Above the Muslim with taqwa is the rank of a wali, of a saint. Above common saints are the awtad. Above the awtad are the abdal. Above the abdal is the qutb. And above the qutb is qutbul aqtab. And above the qutbul aqtab is the ghawth. And above the ghawth is ghawthul a'zam. And beyond this, the ranks of sainthood, they continue. Above all ranks of sainthood, the highest is that of a companion, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst the companions, alayhim ridwan, a higher rank belongs to the Ansar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Above the Ansar are the Muhajirun radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And from the Muhajirun alayhim ridwan, the highest rank belongs to As-Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Above As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu are the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. Above the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam are the Messengers alayhim salam. Above the Messengers are the Ulul Azam Messengers alayhim salam. And above the Ulul Azam alayhim salam, the higher rank belongs to Prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And above Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the loftiest rank in all of creation. This station belongs to none other than the seal of the prophets, our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. This, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is only a brief explanation. In reality, no one can truly comprehend the status and rank of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet, just by looking at these different ranks, we can begin to imagine the superiority of our Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam over his lowest ranked follower. Now listen to the hadith once again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the superiority of a scholar over a worshipper is like my superiority over the lowest among you. And this is the greatness and eminence afforded to the scholars of Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to become practicing scholars of Islam. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. You know, sadly, even after knowing the profound brilliances of Islamic knowledge, we find ourselves negligent in this regard. Our nafs makes us lazy, keeping us away from putting in effort. Shaitan plants evil whispers in our hearts, sometimes tempting us with the pursuit of honor and fame, other times with greed for wealth. Doubts creep into our hearts, like, if I dedicate myself to acquiring Islamic knowledge, how will I earn a living? Where will my next meal come from then? I have such a big business. How can I make time? I can't leave my shop. My job doesn't allow me any free time. Shaitan brings such distractions and deceptions, keeping us deprived of the immense blessings of Islamic knowledge. And almost everyone has these thoughts in their head. You know, in the book Malfudati Ala Hadrat, Rahimahullah, it's mentioned that after Asr Salah, the devils, the shayateen, they gather over the sea, and Iblis, he sets up his throne. The devils then begin presenting their reports. One devil will come and say that I made an X amount of people drink alcohol. Another says I led an X amount of people to immoral acts. Iblis listens to them one by one. Then one devil comes forward and smirks. Today I stopped a student from seeking Islamic knowledge. Iblis jumps from his throne when he hears this, embraces that devil and says that you, showing he is the happiest with this devil. And the other devils, shayateen, they become jealous. They say, we did so big things. They cry, and Iblis did not congratulate us. Instead, he is happy over a student missing one lesson. Iblis responds and he says that you do not understand. Whatever you did, all of that happened because of this. The devil who prevented the seeking of knowledge, because of this devil. If the others had Islamic knowledge, they would not have committed those sins. Sleeves of Madinah channel, this proves that Shaitan's greatest aim is what? It is to prevent Muslims from gaining Islamic knowledge. If a person, I mean imagine, if a person stops learning Islam, right? It becomes much harder for him to avoid sins. Now you know this. You and I must strive to seek Islamic knowledge and not fall into laziness in this noble pursuit. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with love for Islamic knowledge. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, subhanAllah, Da'wat-e-Islami is actively engaged in spreading the light of Islamic knowledge worldwide. Under the banner of Da'wat-e-Islami, thousands of Jamiatul Madina institutions are operating globally, where separate Islamic courses are offered for brothers and sisters. These institutions teach students how to become scholars. And alhamdulillah, at Jamiatul Madina, students receive education in tafsir, hadith, in fiqh, theology, sarf, nahw, syntax, morphology, and much more. Mantiq, balagha, subhanallah. In total, around 15 sciences and disciplines are taught to enrich, to empower students with Islamic knowledge. Enroll your children and loved ones. Encourage your family, your relatives, your friends, your cousins to come and join and benefit from the sacred knowledge. Because wallahi, it is going to help you in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ability to become righteous scholars and help others attain this status as well. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So here's the views of Madinah channel. The seeking of knowledge is so important. And it is our duty that, you know, we empower ourselves. It is our duty that we empower others as well. No one wants to be in the dark. If you look at before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world was in darkness. The period between after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam ascended towards the heavens, from that period until before the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was known as the age of darkness, right? The age of ignorance, of jahiliyyah. In that age, people were lost. People were in darkness. I mean, can you imagine bearing your newborn baby girl alive? Can you imagine women being objectified? Women being used worse than animals? Can you imagine all of this in that dark age? Gambling, stealing. People lived in that age with no rules, with no discipline, worse than animals. Allahu Akbar. Yet with the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world, taught people how to be a human being, taught people etiquettes, taught people respect, taught people how to behave with one another. How did this happen, Divis of Madinah channel? Through knowledge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the clear proof with him, the Holy Quran, and taught people. People gained knowledge, and that is how they perfected their life. Subhanallah, subhanallah. They learned how to eat. They learned how to drink water. They learned how to relieve themselves. They learned how to clean themselves. Under the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they learned tafsir from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They learned the Holy Quran from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They learned a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They learned fiqh from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, and their rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated their rank so high. Yes, they became the companions of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's never too late, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's never ever too late. It is shaitan that, you know, puts these ideas into a person's mind that you're going to seek Islamic knowledge. What are you going to do after that? What earning are you going to get? Are you even going to survive? How are you going to provide for your family? You are going to be chained up. You wouldn't be able to do much. Shaitan is the one that puts these evil thoughts in our mind. And some people, they buy it. They buy into it. They take it. Whereas, from all that we have heard, we have learned that knowledge is light, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Knowledge brings barakah. Knowledge brings success. Subhanallah. The Holy Quran mentions to you and I, teaches you and I, that save yourselves and your family from the fire of Jahannam. How do we do that? By seeking Islamic knowledge. Through knowledge we come to know what is haram, what is halal. Otherwise there is no way of knowing it. It is only through studying the Holy Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't we want to save ourselves? Don't we want to save our family members, our children, our spouse? Don't we want to save them from the fire of Jahannam? Of course we want to. Of course we want to be in Jannah. We want our children to be in Jannah. We want our parents to be in Jannah. Our brothers, our sisters, our siblings, our spouse. We want them to be in Jannah. But for that, we have to seek Islamic knowledge. That is the first step. That is the door that leads to the qurb and closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek knowledge of deen. Because one does not seek knowledge of deen, that person is ignorant. That person wouldn't know what is haram, wouldn't know what is halal. And imagine if he's consuming haram and he's making dua to Allah, how can his dua be accepted? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives such a beautiful example of a man on a long journey, dust on his hair, untidy clothes. He raises his hand and he says, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that his food is haram, his clothes is haram. How can his dua be accepted? Allahu Akbar. That is why it is so essential that we seek knowledge of deen, especially with our children. And we need to pay attention to the Islamic knowledge, to the madrasa. Many a times parents, they don't really take this very seriously. They think that, you know, the teacher in the madrasa, they must do everything. When the child comes home, then it's only about schoolwork, schoolwork, schoolwork. And it should not be like that, dear viewers of Madani Channel. There should be a balance. Yes, schoolwork is there. Madrasa is also there. Both should be taken very seriously, but more so Islamic knowledge, because that is what is going to help you and your child in the qabr, in this world, and in the hereafter as well. There are a few hadith in which it shows us regarding the people who seek Islamic knowledge, right? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever sets out on a path to seek knowledge, Allah Ta'ala makes the path to paradise easy for him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that when a person leaves his home in search of knowledge, angel become pleased with his action and unfurl their wings for him. Traveling to seek knowledge is a tradition of the pious predecessors And there is no doubt that asking questions to acquire knowledge is a source of virtue. But one must observe the manners of questioning. Knowledge is a treasure, and asking questions is its key. And you know, one should not feel shy when asking questions for the sake of learning. Flattery is not a characteristic of a believer, except when done for acquiring Islamic knowledge. And avoid asking unnecessary questions that hold no benefit in this world or at the hereafter. So, subhanAllah, deepest of Madani channel, all of this what has been mentioned, it is there for our motivation, it is there for our encouragement that we should seek knowledge of deen, and our children as well, our family members as well, should seek knowledge of deen, and not only seek it, but rather act upon it. And once you act upon it, also spread it to others as well, inshallah. And by this, you would see much, much barakah, prosperity, success in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter as well. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.